This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Are you willing to save the white from the black?
Let me get a question in, Jesse. Pastor Jesse.
Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson.
And Jesse Lee Peterson, radio and TV show host.
Tell me this. When you mention God, I sincerely want to know, do you believe that Jesus is actually God, the Father, or do you believe he was sent by God? What is
without, so, when we're without talking, a doubt, yeah. Without a doubt, Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and God's nature, his spirit dwelled and still does in him in order that he may get the work done on earth, become the light of the world. And Christ made it clear that he wasn't God. He said, I'm the Son of God. I was sent by God. And greater worship that I'm doing that you should do. He would go to the Father and pray and seek his will. And so if God were God, he wouldn't go to himself to seek his own will. He would know his will. So he's clearly the Son of God and not God.
Can you tell me when you say Son of God, so we can just have a better understanding? Because, you know, the human mind understands when you say son, you understand you can have a literal son, you can have an adopted son, or metaphorical. These are the three options. So what do you mean? And you're the right man for the job because you're a pastor. So just respectfully asking you, and these are the conversations that we're talking about us having to understand each other better. So what do you actually mean that Jesus was the Son of God? Can you please elaborate on that?
Yeah, I will. But are you saying people are so dumb that when they hear that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, they don't understand what a son is?
Well, these are the options. So you can have a literal Son of God. So are you saying he was literally the begotten Son of God? Was he an adopted son? Or is this metaphorical? And the reason I'm asking is, well, let me, and I'll tell you after you.
Yeah, because the question doesn't make sense.
No, actually, what Eddie's trying to ask is...
It sounds emotional question, but it doesn't make sense.
Like, let me go deeper.
Know the difference between a son and a father.
And this is again, we love Jesus as a mighty messenger. If you say any disrespectful thing about Jesus as a Muslim, you can go straight to the hellfire. I just want you to know that. I mean, there's no playing around. You know, we get offended if you offend Jesus. So,
well, yeah, y'all won't defend white people in America.
But what? Listen, so we know that dogs have puppies, you know, cows have calves, cats have kittens. So when you say God had a son, please elaborate. What do you mean?
God sent his son, Jesus Christ, through Mary, so that we, the people who were lost, they had no way back to the Father, because Adam believed in the woman after she believed in the devil. And so the woman became the man's God and the devil became the woman's God. And as a result, there was no way back to the Father, to God. And every man, every human being that born through the woman, are dying. They are born of the devil. And so what Christ did, he needed a man to come that was not of the woman, but of the Father. And so he created his son, Jesus Christ, put his spirit in him and sent him through the woman so that all who believe in the son will believe in the Father. And that's why we're urging boys and girls, men and women, to return to their earthly fathers by not resenting them, forgiving them, for not protecting them from their mothers, because mothers turn the children away from the fathers, and they recreate the children in their image, which is of the devil. And so when the kids return to the earthly fathers, they will return to God. They have to forgive their mothers for turning them away from their fathers and recreating them in their image and return to their earthly father. Forgive the father for not protecting them from the mother, because they didn't understand the spirit of the mother. And so once you love your earthly father, you can love God. But if you don't love your earthly father, you would never, ever, ever love God. You would not know him. You'll read about him and intellectually learn that way, but you won't know him. You won't have a personal relationship with him. You'll just be an emotional intellectual talking about God, when in reality, you're a hypocrite and a Pharisee because you don't know God and you keep other people away from him.
Dr. Sabil, you want to...
I just want to say, you know, I'm not sure, Brother Jesse, if you know what we believe about Jesus. I don't think you may know it. So I can quickly ask you this question, right? When Eddie is saying that, you know, a son can be taken as either a literal way or a metaphorical way, I'm assuming that you take Jesus to be a literal son of God. Do you?
Jesus Christ was the son of God, even when he lived on earth in a physical body. He was still the son of God dwelling in
Jesse, answer the question, so Jesse. Come on, Jesse. Jesse, you're going around. Yes or no? Yes or no? Respectfully, Jesse, come on. You know how you come on me. We're buddies now, so we can do this. Come on.
What do you mean by literally the son? What do you mean by that?
Sure. So according to the Bible, according to the Eastern Bible Dictionary, I read the Bible many times, by the way, just to let you know. I read the Bible many times, so I'm just quoting you from the Bible dictionary and also from the Bible. There are many, many places where the Bible mentions about a son of God in a metaphorical way. For example, according to the Eastern Bible Dictionary, if you go under the label son of God or sons of God, it says anyone who is a righteous person is called as a son of God. So for that reason, Brother Jesse, if you look into the Old Testament, the book of Psalms, chapter number 2, verse number 7, it says that David was the begotten son of God. Jacob was the son of God. Even Adam is called as the son of God in Luke chapter 3, verse number 38. So since the word son is there, do you take them as literal or metaphorical?
Well, because, and you're right, all who have returned to the fathers are sons and daughters of God. And God is a spirit. So spiritually, Jesus Christ is the Son of God who lived here amongst us for a while in the physical body. And so I hopefully that answers. Yeah, he is the spiritual Son of God.
So not in a literal way. So, I mean, Jesus is no different than David and Jacob and Adam because they're all sons of God. From a biblical point of view, any righteous person is called as a son of God.
Only if they've been born of God. If they have not been born of God, they're not sons of God. They're sons and daughters of the devil.
Right. So the bottom line is there are many, many sons of God in the Bible, and Jesus is no different. That's the point we are trying to get.
On the other hand, what do you mean he is no different?
Yeah, because he's just like David, who is also called as the begotten son of God. He's just like Jacob, who is also metaphorically son of God, and like Adam, who is also metaphorically a son of God. See, there are only two categories in this whole universe. One is the creator. Anyone who is not a creator is called as the creation. So Jesus is a creation of God. In a metaphorical way, people may say he's the son of God.
You said but Jesus is the creation of God?
See, there is a creator and anyone who is not a creator, what is the name for that person? He's a creation. You and I, we are a creation. We are not creators. If Jesus is not God, that means he is not God. He is a creation of God. So in that sense, Jesus was a human. He was a prophet, the way that Jesus said that I am a prophet of God many, many times in the Bible. So we say that God gave a message to Jesus about inviting people to worship only one God, which is there in the Quran, chapter 3, verse number 51. Jesus is saying, and this is God is quoting. So Jesus is saying, إِنَّ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ فَعْبُدُوا هَذَا سِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمٌ Verily, Allah is my Lord and your Lord. Worship Him alone, and that is the straight path. But the amazing thing, Brother Jesse, is exactly similar thing is mentioned in Mark chapter 12, verse number 28. A person comes to Jesus and he asked him $1 million question.
But all you're doing is quote scriptures with no meaning. There's no meaning.
I will give you the meaning.
Intellectually, I know that you think you have meaning. I know that you think, but you just quoted the Bible like any intellectual preacher, a so-called expert would do. They learn. Look at the preachers and the Catholic priests and all those. They are hypocrites. They quote the Bible, but on the inside, the glass is dirty. It's evil. They are dealing
with the meaning.
They are quoting the Bible with all this mess, but inwardly their hearts are far away from God. And that's why the people suffer because the people listening to it never really seeking Father from within.
So let us give the context to the passage which I'm going to quote. Mark chapter 12, verse number 28.
You sound like, Andy, are you doing quote Bible, but you're not giving me any understanding at all?
Does he sound like
about what you're saying?
Does he sound like
what the black preachers do? All they do is quote the Bible, yell at
the house. Hey, does he sound like a black preacher also?
He sound like a black intellectual preacher.
Yeah. So